This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
So South African consumers across the board find themselves increasingly under pressure due to high cost of living and other factors outside their control, such as the increasing food and petrol prices. And with most of their budget going towards essentials, some have unfortunately found themselves in a position where their assets are being repossessed. We're talking this morning to Gwandza Vabasa, adjudications manager for the credit division at the National Financial Ombud. Good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time.
Good morning and thank you for having us.
So do people actually know that they have rights even when their assets are being repossessed?
Honestly, not enough people know about their rights, and which is actually very concerning. I think a lot of the people only find out about their rights when they're already in trouble or when already the credit providers have already done whatever things that they needed to do in terms of either repossessing the assets or in terms of now proceeding with legal action. So I think the long and the short of it is that a lot of people do not understand their rights, whether in terms of what legal process should be followed by the credit providers or in terms of surrendering their goods or the option of surrendering their goods to avoid that legal process.
Okay. So what are those rights? Or maybe I should ask it this way. Some of the most important questions that I need to ask as soon as the bank calls to inform me that they'll be repossessing an asset.
I think the first question anyone should be asking is the obvious one. How much am I owing? Is there any arrangement that we can enter into to try and ensure that we either settle the arrears or we either extend the term of that contract in order for those areas to be restructured into that contract. So those are the options. Secondly is, if those options are not available, does the bank have a way of ensuring that that asset is sold? I mean, that's a question you can ask your bank. Can they take possession of that asset, sell it so that they can minimize either your arrears or the outstanding balance or just mitigate against you having legal action taken against you. So there's a lot of options available to consumers. But I guess, again, as a consumer, you need to understand that your bank or your credit provider is always available to have discussions with you. I think the mistake most people make is that they always approach the credit providers after the damage has been done. It is easy, actually, to just go to the credit providers before you even default. If you foresee that in a few months' time or in a month's time, I will not be able to pay the installment, go to your credit provider, tell them your situation. They're always willing to assist you. They definitely are always willing to assist you. But again, it's because most of the people, they just avoid the calls or the responding to the emails, that they're not aware of the options available to them.
Let's look at unforeseen circumstances for an example. I mean, I didn't know that we were going to experience COVID, and then it happens, yes. And the institution you work for says, listen, we are right in the middle of this thing, and financially we are no longer coping. So there are some changes that need to happen, some adjustments in the salaries, amongst many other things. And some things are already trailing. I mean, how do I bring that conversation to the bank for something that I had not foreseen or I had waited until the problem was there?
Exactly that way. I think, again, banks, they're business. I think we all understand that. But they also, I think the one other thing people do not understand is that legal action is the last option that the banks or the other credit providers decide to embark on. So if as a consumer, yes, COVID happened, and in a lot of those situations, a lot of the credit providers were willing and actually did enter into a lot of payment arrangement with consumers. So again, the only people who benefited from those arrangements are the people who could foresee that in a month or so, I will not be able to pay either the full installment or the total installment. So they knew beforehand, or before defaulting, that they will not be able to. And again, I understand you're saying it was unforeseen, but I think as soon as you receive that communication from your consumer that you will not be getting your full salary, or you will not be getting a salary at all, then you go and communicate that to your creditors, And then your creditors then will have options for you. They will discuss those options. And I know that a lot of people still want to sometimes retain possession of the goods when it's actually not in their best interest. I think people just then need to be open to the possibility that the one option that will actually assist them the most would be the one that requires them to let go of the asset. So, but credit providers are always willing to assist.
Okay. And how do you guys help in instances where my assets are repossessed? And in what kind of cases should I approach the NFO offices?
So in a lot of the cases that we investigate, people who come to us having the assets repossessed, the issue there is either the process. So they argue that the correct legal process was not followed by the credit provider. So, for instance, they will say that the 129 letter in terms of the NCA, so that letter basically says, it tells you as a consumer that you are in arrears and that your account has been in arrears for more than 20 days, for instance, and that there are options available to you. One would be to go and have a discussion with the credit provider to try and see if you cannot enter into some form of an arrangement. So some of the arrangements would be a debt restructure. So they restructure that debt so that all the areas are cleared. So your credit profile will be cleared. So it won't say that you're owing anything. So they will restructure it, but in restructuring that agreement, the term of the agreement will be extended. And obviously, then more interest will be added on that debt. But again, I think there, the advantage is that you still keep possession of the asset. So that's one of the options. Secondly, there's the option of entering under debt review. So you can go under debt review. Again, the benefit of debt review is that you keep the asset, whether it's your car, it's your house, it's your furniture. You keep possession and ownership of that asset. And again, I think the only negative thing about it is that obviously the term of that agreement will again be extended and you will not be able to enter into any other agreement, credit agreements, except loan consolidations and all that. The other option is that if you're disputing, so this letter will tell you, if you're disputing, for instance, the outstanding balance, then you have the option of approaching us, the National Financial Ombuds Scheme, for that account to be investigated, or you can go to the NCR, the National Credit Regulator. So all those options are stated in that letter. So a lot of the people say they never received that letter, or after that letter is sent, they never received the summons, because that letter is then followed by summons. So people will say they never received those the summons, or the summons were served at a different address than the one that the person stated that legal processes should be served on. So those are the issues that we face. And we as an office are able to investigate those issues. And if we do find that the correct legal process was not followed, then we make a recommendation that if there was judgment granted, that the judgment be rescinded or be reversed. So, and if the asset was taken, then we make a recommendation that their asset be taken back to the true owner or to the possessor of their asset.
All right. No, thank you so much for coming through and sharing this information with us. We appreciate it so much. That's Gwanda Vabaza, Adjudications Manager for the Credit Division at the National Financial Ombud.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.